Deseret News, I'm Mary Rose. The winter storm gripping the eastern part of the country may have played a role in the sinking of a fishing vessel off the coast of Massachusetts. Bob Agnew reports.
The investigation has just begun, but the Coast Guard Search and Rescue Coordinator, Tim Jones, says sea spray combined with a bitter cold may have been a factor.
As the sea spray covers over the boat, and then it quickly freezes when it hits the cold metal,
posing a grave danger to the fully loaded Lily Jean and her crew of seven.
As it upsets the righting arm of the ship and makes it more likely to potentially capsize.
A sudden event that experts say may be why the crew had no time to issue a mayday. Coast Guard audio, courtesy of WBZ in Boston. Bob Agnew reporting.
The Senate has voted to fund most of the government after President Trump and Democrats struck a deal on Homeland Security.
Senators passed the measure a few hours before Friday's midnight deadline. To win passage of the bill, the president agreed to fund Homeland Security at current levels for 2 weeks, while lawmakers debate new restrictions on federal immigration raids demanded by Democrats. Because of the change in DHS funding, the bill heads back to the House, which is not due back until Monday. So technically, part of the government is shut down temporarily this weekend, but the impact should be minimal before the House vote. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Tens of thousands across the South are still without power nearly a week after storms and frustration is boiling over. Nashville residents are criticizing their utilities response, while the Carolinas and Virginia brace for a major winter storm. North Carolina and South Carolina have become two hot spots for growth in the U.S. North Carolina was the top destination for domestic migrants in the U.S. This is SRN News. A new poll on abortion.
The Marist University survey reveals that 67% of Americans oppose abortion on demand for any reason and believe that the procedure should be limited. 63% think that doctors, nurses, and other medical personnel who have religious objections to abortion should not be required to perform one. Carol Tobias, president of National Right to Life, says, quote, "The American people are far more pro-life than the media would have us believe." Michael Harrington reporting.
The federal agency in charge of enforcing workplace anti-discrimination laws have voted to rescind its own guidance on how to guard against harassment at work. The EEOC's new Republican majority voted to rescind the Biden-era document because it promotes transgenderism. EEOC Chairman Andrea Lucas says it is neither harassment nor discrimination for a business to draw distinctions between the sexes. This is SRN News. There have been some recent changes in the price of gold.
Gold prices hit new heights early this year, and many have rushed to buy and sell pieces of the precious metal. New York spot gold reached a record over $5,418 per troy ounce Wednesday before tumbling closer to the $5,000 mark Friday. Gold prices can be volatile and unpredictable, but have still grown significantly over the last year. Experts say uncertainty drives these surges, with gold's latest records arriving amid heightened geopolitical tensions and economic concerns. Jewelry sellers are seeing increased demand, though rising costs have caused some sticker shock. Ron Taylor reporting.
People are use music to set moods and create a desired atmosphere and evoke memories of family and friends. The right song at the right time can have similar effects for some dogs. Pet owners and animal shelter workers sometimes use music as a training tool. More details at srnnews.com.